Lately, if we look, there has been different talks about mostly creators and the creator economy in Web3. What do you think is the future of actual media in Web3? And I'm really curious also, how did your experience in Web3 shapes the way that you're building Kingfisher Media?
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack, and thanks for the question. Very big fan of the creator economy, right? That's something that's been a thing, at least from my focus, for the better part of the last 3 years, right? How can we as content creators not only monetize our content in a meaningful way, but also part ways with the agency models that are very extractive in the traditional creator sense, right? If you take on an agent or a manager or an agency, they're going to be taking a good chunk of the monetization that you're producing, right? And what's left for the creator? Well, probably not even, maybe a little bit for like what would be considered a sustainable income, right? But not much over that, right? Whereas with Web3, now we can control that entire process as a content creator. We can control the marketing behind it, we control the messaging behind it, we can control the monetization, and we can more importantly control the opportunities that are presented to us, right? Because there is a saying in business, not every opportunity is necessarily a good opportunity. What I mean by that is if it's is it value aligned, right? That being said, your follow-up to that, right, was how did this kind of shape well, what's the future of media? So first off, let's start there. The future of media is absolutely decentralized. There's been quite a few attempts at this over the years. I think a lot of the final attempts at a good faith gesture got sifted out during the last cycle after the FTX collapse, right? Remember back in the fall of 2022 with FTX and kind of how the sentiment around this space shifted, even inside this space, right? So a lot of that got sifted out of there. Now the opportunity is primed for new entries to kind of shape what does decentralized media look like. There has been, for the better part of the past 3 years, and this is one success story that I want to highlight here in the framework of this conversation that did not get sifted out in the bear because they are a group of people who just have the faith. They believe in the vision. They know what the technology is capable of. They know this is a long-term proposition, right? And that's a sector of our industry known as Film3. So Film3 is basically Web3 film, and it's independent film creators finding the value of connecting to the technology, blockchain, monetizing their content, and being able to flip the script on the traditional film revenue sharing or royalty model to where people are no longer waiting around to get their paychecks. They get it instantaneously as the royalties are coming in through smart contracts, right? So that's one sector of the media that really stayed cohesive no matter what the sentiment around them was. And, I'm happy to report I check on them from time to time. They're doing well. They're having a lot of success in this space. And I've learned a lot from a lot of the people inside of that part of Web3 that we can kind of carry that forward in a media fashion, right? So the future of media in Web3 is absolutely decentralized, where royalty distributions, most specifically the financial aspects of it, can be fair, can be equitable, can be efficient, and they can be executed in a timely manner. What led me to KF Media, I believe, was the third part of that question, right? What led me to
Yeah,
KF Media?
really, I would say like what really led you to KF Media and
Yeah.
how does your thinking shape from all this everything that is happening in blockchain media, especially being that you're building really a media company?
Right. And more specifically, we're building an educational media company. Okay. So, with that being said, educational media. So, one, we have to focus on education. Two, we have to focus on media, right? That's in the description of the type of company we are. So, when I think of terms of media, I'm thinking like from a multimedia approach, right? So, what does that encompass? What does that entail? Probably some print production, right? Either digitally or physically. Probably some video editing, some audio editing, going to be some marketing involved there, maybe some consulting aspects of that, right? So that's like five verticals. And one, when you're thinking about, what does a media company do? But it goes a little bit deeper than that, right? Based on our experience in the space, we can also function as an advisory, right? So if somebody needs like an advisory board member, like what you'd see in traditional business, we can function in that capacity as well because we have that. We also think about at the core of our business, and we're thinking about the future of this planet that we are inhabiting, right? That we haven't been kind to for the last 120 years or so, having a focus on sustainability and environmental impact within our company. So yeah, these make up the verticals of our company. And then of course we have our learning center management team as well that we need to have in place to manage the content that's going into the learning center that people are going to be learning from. So that's pretty much the structure of how I see a media company. How do we make it more decentralized? Well, it starts with the participation. So we make the participation more equitable by allowing people to have good access to the outputs of the company, right? And we do it in a fair and equitable manner. So we don't do it behind a paywall necessarily. I mean, slightly, maybe. But we don't do it to where the information is gatekept like it is in the traditional world, right? Especially in the financial sector. There's so much gatekeeping of information within the financial sector in the traditional business sense, you would not believe it.
If
If I were
you
to tell you. Go
if you
ahead.
see it, like the financial sector actually works, and it's the size it currently is mostly
Right.
because of information gatekeeping.
Right. Absolutely. So, right. So that's how I think about the media component of it, right? So, and that's what we do, right? We do our own video editing, we do our own audio editing if we need to, and publish it as a publisher. So, yeah, not only are we doing the work to produce the media, but we're also the publisher of the media. And we go to great lengths and strides to protect that content to the maximum degree without necessarily having to have high overhead on getting these all rights reserved copyrights, because there are entities out there now in the creator world that can effectually give you the same protection as an all rights reserved copyright, and all you have to do is just apply their licensing to your content, and it's absolutely amazing to be able to operate in that fashion. So I don't know, was there something else we wanted to?
That's a really interesting use case. I actually have one
Yeah.
like a couple other questions on this topic
Yeah, go
specifically.
ahead.
And one being especially like looking if we look at it like taking an objective look at the blockchain space and blockchain companies specifically, when it comes like the media in blockchain, at least for the players in there, doesn't seem to be as developed as other industries, with one of the main challenges being distribution for a lot of companies as well. Like, how do I get
Well,
more eyeballs? I'm just
what?
curious, like, to hear your thoughts on that when it comes to, like, what
Yeah.
would be, from your experience, one way to approach that?
Well, think of it this way, right? Maybe the reason why you're seeing it, the optics of it being a little bit different than in the traditional sense, right? Because we're breaking away from tradition. We're breaking away from having centralized authorities have control over what we do. So now, instead of there being like five or six top media companies, right? Now you've got thousands, if not tens of thousands, because everybody's doing their own independent and their own spin on it, on what that looks like, right? So now you've got all this, these distributed models across the ecosystem. So there's not necessarily one top dog, necessarily, except there are a few, and they've been working at it very hard at a long time. But what I'm saying is, it's not like they're controlling the direction or the narrative of the entire space. It's all of us together collectively are controlling that narrative. And so then, because it's more fanned out, it's more distributed throughout the ecosystem, yeah, the visibility and discovery oftentimes can be difficult.